I'm David Barron, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. To ban or not to ban? That is the question. Last month, President Obama imposed a six-month moratorium on deepwater drilling in the Gulf of Mexico in the wake of the massive oil spill there. A federal judge overturned the ban, but the White House has appealed. The spill and the failure to stop it have alarmed other nations. As we reported last week, Norway has temporarily halted new oil and gas exploration in its waters. The move has many supporters, but you won't find them in tiny Norwegian coastal towns like Hammerfest, as The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
It seems that everyone in Hammerfest opposes Norway's moratorium on offshore drilling. It's easy to see why. Offshore drilling transformed this place. Take Hammerfest's wine store. It seems too big for this tiny town, with wines from all over the world. But just about anything became possible once the government opened a liquefied natural gas plant here about 8 years ago. That's when manager Ulf Oller Baglum decided to relocate his wine store to the waterfront.
We are moving from a little bit upstairs in the town, and now we are moving here where you have the coastline there, you have boats, you have buses, and much more central.
Nearly a tenth of the town works directly or indirectly for Statoil's gas plant on a nearby peninsula jutting out toward the Barents Sea. Tax revenues from that plant paid for the swank mall that houses Baglum's wine shop. Olt Edvardsen is the town's director of development. He says the old Hammerfest already seems like a dream, a bad dream.
Some said in the 80s or 90s, it's like an East Germany town.
In other words, drab, depressed, with little work. For centuries, people here basically fished or fished. Now, Edvardsen says, the taxes the town levies on the gas plant have enabled Hammerfest to grow into a thriving little town.
We've been able to build new schools, and we have built a great culture center.
Construction is everywhere. Here, workers lay heating coils under the new main street. The coils will keep the road free of ice during Hammerfest's long, dark winter. But the biggest change in Hammerfest may not be aesthetic. It may be the people. Not only is the population growing, it's getting younger. Hammerfest native Kari Holland works out at the gas plant.
The average age of people working here in our organization is 36 years. So we are also producing children, and I believe that is very good for the municipality with regards to the future.
That faith lies not just in gas, but in future oil exploration. Norway now says it plans to open up previously protected parts of the Barents and North Seas, and drilling is set to start this fall in the Goliat oil fields, 55 miles offshore. That means wells, tankers, platforms, and the hope is more jobs. But the drilling will also bring risks for accidents like the Gulf of Mexico disaster. One of the reasons residents seem willing to live with such risks is Norway's good offshore drilling safety record. Norway has had just a handful of spills in 40 years of offshore work, and none of the oil has reached the shore. But at least one Hammerfest resident is concerned about future projects. Roel Stionsson says his neighbors have been lulled into a false sense of security by their newfound wealth.
The money keeps coming in from this industry, especially in the Hammerfest area, and we are happy that they are here.
But Stionsson says that could change. Stionsson warns that once the Goliat fields are operational, no one could stop a major oil leak from being carried to shore on the strong sea currents. It'd be easy to dismiss Stionsson as the town Chicken Little, except for this. He runs the harbor and Hammerfest's oil spill contingency program. Stionsson goes on a routine patrol off the coast of Hammerfest. He points to the rocky cliffs and narrow inlets, reachable only by sea. He warns that cleaning up spilled oil along here would be very difficult.
That's because of the nature of the coastline. You will see when you get out there, it's very steep, and it will be very dangerous to send people to these areas.
Stionsson has been pressing Eni, the oil company behind the Goliat project, to put up more money for emergency response equipment. He says the company says no. And any spokeswoman in Hammerfest declined to comment. But Statoil's Kari Holland says it's no accident that Norway has been relatively spill-free.
We have a lot of systems, routines, and also the whole thinking about barriers There are so many barriers, you know, to prevent accidents.
And if history is any indication, Norway's oil industry is unlikely to lose support for offshore drilling in communities like Hammerfest, even in the event of an accident. A case in point, the Gulf of Mexico. There, some communities that depend on oil for jobs have come out against the U.S. drilling ban, even as the oil washes up on their shores. Cleanup might take a few years, but people need work their entire lives. That's why Greenpeace Norway's Truls Dulofsen says Norway should start transitioning out of oil now, before supplies run out or pollution becomes unmanageable.
Even though we could shut down oil tomorrow or phase out over the next 15 years, if we do it properly, it won't have any big impacts. If we do it just because we run out of oil or because we run into a huge accident, of course that will have a major impact. Right. So I think it's better to make a decision, get off oil early and do a smooth phase out. That goes for Norway as an oil producing nation, and I think it goes for the world.
But that point of view seems to be in the minority in a town where residents say the good times are here and the best times are yet to come. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Hammerfest, Norway.